As winter gets closer, advocates for the homeless community are gearing up for packed shelters and, in many cases, not enough room for everyone seeking refuge from the cold. Although Boulder City Council has shown support for an increase in the budget regarding homelessness response, critics still say there is a gap in emergency services for homeless women who are survivors of domestic abuse.
Being homeless changes you. Even if it's just for a month or if it's for years, it just changes who you are.
That's Shannon Collins, operations manager for BOHO, Boulder Outreach for Homeless Overflow. BOHO began operating in 2009 in response to the growing need for shelter, especially in the winter months. Unhoused individuals face many similar issues without shelter or resources, but for homeless women, safety and health concerns can be even more difficult to handle. Domestic violence is one of the leading causes of homelessness among women. Studies estimate up to half of all homeless women became unhoused while attempting to leave an abusive environment. Amelia Sauter has been homeless on and off for several years. She spent her first 31 years in and around Portland before moving to Colorado Springs in 2005. Sauter moved to Denver 6 years later.
When I first got here, I was homeless in Denver. I worked for a motel, and I lost my job last fall and wound up becoming homeless again.
The National Network to End Domestic Violence reports that more than 90% of homeless women have experienced physical or sexual abuse in their lifetime. Sauter was with her husband for nearly 4 years before he became abusive. Many women who are unhoused may choose to stay with an abusive partner for protection on the streets.
He recently was abusive to me and is sitting in Boulder County Jail. There's been a couple times where he was more verbal and emotional than anything. I would never thought that he would do what he did. And so I'm finding it a little bit harder to survive just as one person. It was easier with two. I've been holding it together and getting stronger each day and surviving.
The Women's Shelter Extension of BOHO started on a trial basis in January 2014 and has been operating fully since June of that year. Although the women's facility in Boulder provides shelter throughout the summer, it does not operate year-round. There is no emergency facility for homeless women in Boulder. Julie Kao, operations manager for BOHO Women's Shelter, feels that an emergency facility would fill a huge gap in services for homeless women.
There's no emergency shelter for women in Boulder area. And I get calls from women in other counties and Boulder County. I get calls from agencies needing a woman to be placed in housing immediately. And so I have to say, I'm sorry. I'm not an emergency shelter. I run a program for women.
Though Kao and Collins usually refer women to other women's operations in Boulder, no year-round facility exists just for homeless women in the county.
Most of these women have become homeless maybe because of a divorce or domestic violence, and they spiral downward. Now they've lost their children, and a lot of them believe that they have to have a protector, they have to have a boyfriend situation in order to just to survive on the street or to even get ahead. Maybe, you know, that gives them hope for maybe getting their children back if there's possible two incomes, if both of them possibly get a job. But usually what ends up happening in these relationships is that, you know, they end up being abused either verbally or physically, raped. A lot of them, I feel like they're almost passed around in the homeless community, some of these women, as just playthings. And it's kind of hard to get out of that cycle once you're in that cycle of, well, I need this protection just to survive on the street.
Sheridan Boddy from Brighton, Colorado, left home 7 years ago because her family members were addicted to meth.
I didn't want to touch it. I didn't want anything to do with it. So I've been out on the street since I was 17, and it's been bad. It's been really bad. Like, bad luck after bad luck after bad luck. It's just no. I've had jobs, and then I've gotten into places, and then I've lost the job and lost the place. And I don't know anything else but the streets.
Like many homeless women, Boddy has struggled with getting basic needs met, such as finding a safe and private place to use the restroom.
As a homeless woman, having to find a place to go to the bathroom is really terrifying because you don't know if you're going to pull your pants down and somebody who's unsavory walks by and you just get caught at a bad moment. You could be raped.
A study of 974 homeless women in the Los Angeles area found that 13% had been raped in the previous 12 months. Half of these women had been raped more than once. While safety in public spaces is a main concern, KO also typically sees the results of poor self-care among homeless women who do not have regular access to showers and bathrooms.
I mean, that's medical. I mean, that's health related on the most basic level. You know, what kind of health can you have when you have, when you're sleep deprived, food deprived, love deprived, respect deprived, in just in every way? They're just all so vulnerable, and it just upsets me intensely that any person has to go through that.
Without adequate shelter available in Boulder County, Amelia and Sheridan will likely sleep on the streets tonight. For studies referenced in this story, visit our website at kgnu.org. For KGNU News, I'm Kaylee LaQuay.